fitting saddle on your horse will help ensure a relaxing ride. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A saddle that doesn't fit can give the horse a sore back and a bad attitude as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Got a grumpy horse? Maybe the saddle's bothering him. It's imperative to properly fit a saddle for his comfort and your riding experience. Carl Hoops is an equine extension specialist at Utah State University. He says to first determine the type of saddle you need based on your style of riding, be it English or Western. Have a professional measure the width of the horse so the saddle doesn't pinch the withers or the shoulder area.
By pinching that area, then you're cutting off blood supply. It can be very painful to the horse as a lot of pressure is applied. I think the majority of the time we have a tendency to have too narrow of a saddle, and it's putting too much pressure on the withers. Also, if you have too wide of a saddle, then the saddle is not held up off of the withers of the horse and can actually cause some damage there as well.
How the saddle fits you also determines comfort for the horse. The saddle should rest firmly from the front to the back and not rock back and forth while you're sitting in it. On a Western saddle, measure from the bottom of the saddle horn to the back of the seat. This can range from 14 inches, which would fit a child, up to 17 inches for a larger adult.
Those measurements are pretty important because it distributes the weight. And if we focus all that weight on too small of a surface area, then it can cut off the blood supply to that certain area of the skin of the horse and can actually cause damage to the skin and leave the telltale saddle mark.
When you remove the saddle and blanket, look for a uniform sweat pattern on the horse's back. Any dry spots are indicative of pressure points and cutoff blood supply. Find more guidelines for fitting a horse saddle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.